Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass. During the next few minutes, Jeff will be reading a portion of Scripture and then spending a few minutes in prayer. Here's Jeff Glass.
Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have no good besides you. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who have bartered for another god will be multiplied. I shall not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor will I take their names upon my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You support my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, secure in our salvation by faith in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Like the psalmist, O Lord, we have taken refuge in you. Your grace cascades upon the world as a never-ending waterfall. Your mercy withholds the wrath which this world deserves. Your compassion offers forgiveness to all who have been awakened to their sin and who seek forgiveness. Your love provides payment in full for all our sin, past, present, and future, through the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our salvation, O Lord, comes from you, every bit of it. Impress upon our hearts your words to the Romans through Paul's pen, that you demonstrated your own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Why do you choose the ones you do for salvation, Lord? How do you select those whom you will give to the Son for salvation? You are sovereign, O Lord. Your word is the final authority in all matters, including life, death, and eternity. You are the creator of heaven and hell. You have given us explicit instructions for the entrance requirements to both places. As you have told us through the writer of Hebrews, it is impossible for you to lie, and your word will never change. Father, we search the Scriptures. Bless us, O Lord, with counsel leading to life, a life of righteousness and holiness found only through the indwelling Holy Spirit, and eternal life found only through faith in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that we would strive to keep you before us every day. From the first light to the setting sun, fill us with your counsel and direct us by your Spirit to be unshaken in our walk, bearing fruit of righteousness which is pleasing in your sight. Lord, you have shown us the security of your hand by raising Jesus from the dead. Glorify yourself now, Lord, through the hope we find in your unfailing word about the security of your hand in raising us from the dead through Jesus Christ into glorious eternal life with you in heaven. In your life-giving name we pray. Amen.
This has been A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, P.O. Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. The website is thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. And thank you for spending these few minutes with us. And know that your generosity in supporting this ministry will be used to the honor and glory of God.